Yeah, I mean, I think that there's been a few of those, not too, like within the last even year and a half or so. I've gone into a handful of deals that are now starting to work out. Like Nextdoor, I think is a great example.
Yeah,
that I invested in maybe a year and a half ago.
That we both invested in.
Yeah, so it was like it's a neighborhood social network, and I think that there was a lot of people that were like, I just I don't know what that's all about or what it means, and for me. You know, it's funny. It's like, I don't want to come off on this podcast sounding like I'm a know-it-all because like I've been wrong on a lot of deals.
Yeah.
But like every once in a while you kind of like see a market before it's about to happen. And then sometimes you just miss it all together. Like Pinterest, I had an opportunity to invest very early on, saw it, liked it, ended up passing, and I'm kicking myself every single day.
Right.
But, you know, Nextdoor was one where I saw it and I was like, okay, well, this is connecting neighbors on a very social level, which I like because it's something where in San Francisco and big cities, we don't know our neighbors. It's not like you can walk across the street and be like, oh, hey, Jim, how's it going? You know, like you might know one house in any direction, but not two or three houses. You don't know who those people are. So the idea of like creating that social fabric so that you can have like ad hoc things come together, like social, like neighborhood watch programs, like and eventually like commerce on top of a neighborhood graph, which I think is really interesting.
What types of commerce?
Like goods being sold. Like I see couches for sale on Nextdoor, which were for sale on Craigslist, 6 months ago. So, things like that, like that trusted neighborhood network, are starting to create really unique opportunities for people to exchange goods and services. You know, there's like a plumber that was on there last week being like, hey, I'm a plumber. I live in the neighborhood. If anybody ever needs me, you know, it's just a different platform that was created, out of neighborhoods, out of like people getting to know each other in their local neighborhood. I thought was interesting. And I think that, a year and a half ago that nobody was really talking about it. Nobody just really thought it was that exciting.